Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is practical business ideas. Each of my guests will give us some practical ideas that we can put to work in our jobs immediately. My first guest was named one of Incentive Magazine's top innovators. He'll give us useful tools to help us manage changes in our personal and professional lives from his book, Shift Happens. My second guest understands the importance of hiring correctly in business. With the economy turning around, many companies are going to be looking to add staff. He'll show us how to build the bottom line one hire at a time from his book, Million Dollar Hires. My third guest has studied the business practices of rock and roll's most innovative and creative group, the Beatles. He'll share the business wisdom of the Beatles from his book, Come Together. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Jim Feldman, my first guest, is the owner and CEO of his own performance improvement company, a keynote business speaker, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He's an author of several books and articles, and as I said, he was named one of the 100 top motivators of the last 100 years by Incentive Magazine. He's been a keynote business speaker for over 30 years. Jim has worked in the incentives and promotions industry for over 35 years in both travel and merchandise incentives. He got his BA in English and Economics from Kansas State University. He got his MBA in marketing from the University of Illinois. He also attended Washburn University Law School and ITT Kent Law School. Welcome to the show, Jim. How are you today?
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on the show. And you've written a very interesting book, Shift Happens. And a lot of the focus in the book can be not only for people in their careers, but also people who are out of work or in transition or even looking for a new job. And that's kind of a wide range of people. With the economy turning around as we're starting to see it turn around now, now's a good time to review one's career path and make some mid-course corrections as needed. How should we start to evaluate our careers and our lives?
Well, I think the first thing that everyone has difficulty doing is forget everything that you know. The world has changed, and people no longer pay for knowledge, knowledge they can get on the internet. What they will pay for is wisdom, and wisdom is really experience.
All right. So people don't pay for knowledge. So now that, you know, if you're a trained lawyer or something like that, that doesn't mean anything. People are focused more on the experiential side of things. Tell me more about that. What are people looking for in experience versus knowledge?
Well, if you think about the lawyer, let's think about for a second the fact that you can go on to any number of websites and download documents that used to cost money. Typically, what a lawyer does is provide you his wisdom. He's not telling you about the law. He's telling you what has been the outcome when the law got tested.
All right. So what you're saying is anybody who's looking at their career no longer wants to look at their educational background and so forth, but really to focus in on the experience. So if they're looking at their experience, what sorts of things should they be looking at to extract from their life's experience?
Number one, they need to promote their uniqueness. The uniqueness is really something that you could kind of compare to Walt Disney.
Okay, how so?
Why should you buy a ticket at his park? Why would you wait in line? Why are they expensive? If you're looking for another example, why is Apple doing so well when other competitors are still faltering?
Okay. Well,
so how do you Apple yourself? How do you Disney yourself? How do you look at other products or services and really reorder the way you think? Today, how you think is everything.
All right. So we have to examine our thinking. What are some of the ways that we need to change our thinking? Because you said at the outset we need to forget everything that we know. So how do you go about forgetting everything that you know or evaluating and changing our thinking?
From my perspective, I think the reason our country got into so much trouble is we all started to think outside the box. Now, we were all told think outside the box means that's innovative thinking. But if you use the box as a visual metaphor and you're outside the box, how do you ever know what's inside the box?
All right.
So my perspective is go inside the box and first carefully analyze what's the real problem. Don't work on a solution to a problem until you're sure you've identified the correct problem. And so I've got a couple of things that your listeners may want to just jot down. Number one, what are we eliminating that we took for granted? What have we reduced? What have we enhanced? What have we created that we didn't have before? So it comes down to want, need, value, and expectations.
Okay. So eliminate. What are we eliminating that we took for granted? Give me some examples of that, if you would, Jim.
Well, change is valued more than stability these days. So I have on my bathroom mirror a little sign that I look at every day. And it says, what am I going to do differently tomorrow that will get me better results than I achieved yesterday?
Okay, powerful words. And so you live by that mantra. People, you feel that change is being embraced more than consistency these days. What makes you say
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
What makes you say that, Jim?
Because the shifts that we've all seen are undeniable. Nothing is the same as it was a couple of years ago. We have to define our success from our client's perspective, not our own.
Okay. Now we're getting into the meat of the matter. We're talking to Jim Feldman, everybody, author of the book Shift Happens, Reinvent Yourself Using Innovative Solutions. So look at things from the perspective of our customer. How do you do that? How do you get out of your head and start to look at things from the perspective of your customer?
Well, the first thing is to talk to your customer. People talk about ROI, return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to think of ROI as a return on your ideas.
Okay.
Are you providing a competitive differentiation? What's making you different? In the past, we had a fascination with the past, and we didn't focus on the future. If today I could leave your readers as one thing, focus on the value to your clients, and your clients will pay for it. So you said, what do you do about that? It's research. Research is asking someone what makes them uncomfortable, unhappy, unproductive, unfulfilled. So if you perform that simple, relevant research, you'll be rich.
All right, give us some examples from your own business experience, Jim, if you will, how you've gone in, talked to a customer about what has made them uncomfortable and how that's led to some breakthrough ideas for you.
Well, let me give you an easy one. I invested in a winery a few years ago, and we started shipping the wine, and inevitably a bottle got broken.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at new packaging. We looked at putting a box inside a box. And in essence, what happened was the additional cost of freight and the packaging was more than the cost of the bottle that broke. So we started selling 11 bottles of wine and shipping 12.
Very clever. So you're giving the customer more than they paid for. They get an incremental value. And if one breaks along the way, you've met your obligation.
Absolutely.
Very clever. All right. So how do you take that thinking, Jim, and how do you apply that to somebody who maybe's lost their job? How can they use some of this thinking to get creative about finding their new job?
You have to turn your uncertainty into confidence. And you do that by interviewing your prospect more than they're interviewing you. Do your homework. Understand what if, why not, and what's next.
All right, well, talk to me about the what if, the why not, and what's next, because that's part of your 3D thinking that you've got in the book.
Exactly.
So what if? All right, talk to me about in an interview situation, and I'm interviewing with you, what sort of what if questions might you ask? And let's just use your wine company as an example. What sort of what if questions might an interviewee ask you about your wine company?
The interviewee is going to ask, does the wine taste good? Is it a good value? So we basically started off with 100% money-back guarantee. Then we decided that bringing back a case of wine that people didn't like made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I started to look at the 375-milliliter bottles, which is a half of a standard bottle. And then I was somewhere and I saw a bottle of Tabasco sauce. And I realized that that bottle contained very little liquid. It had very thick walls, but really contained very little content.
Mm-hmm.
We bought those, filled them with wine samples, and sent them out so people could taste the product before they bought it.
All right, very clever. So it's a way of sampling. And how did you determine how you were going to send them out to, Jim?
We basically came up with a price point that made it irrefusable. Have a glass of wine for $2.95.
Okay, that's great. We're talking to Jim Feldman, everybody, author of the book Shift Happens, Reinvent Yourself Using Innovative Solutions. We're talking about his 3D thinking strategy, what if. And so the first part of that is what if. What's the second question that everybody needs to ask if they're in an interview situation or even if they're evaluating their own company?
The next question is what's next? What's possible? You really have to think of this in the perspective of anything that you totally understand. Let's go back to the old Henny Youngman joke where he says, I went to the doctor and says, it hurts when I twist my arm. The doctor says, quit twisting your arm. Sometimes it's just as basic as looking at the source of pain and trying to eliminate it.
Back to your uncomfortable, unhappy, unfulfilled set of questions that you asked before.
Yes.
Now, how, if you're in the position, and I'm just going to put you in a hypothetical, make you Steve Jobs for the moment. All right, you're Steve Jobs for the moment. You're looking at your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod success, and you ask that question, what's next? How do you follow up those mega hits? What does come next?
Well, clearly, Steve Jobs is Apple.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest problem Apple is going to have is what happens when there's no longer a Steve Jobs.
Yes.
And they have not done a good job of addressing it. They have not been either creating a think tank or a replacement for Steve, because Steve is so clearly aligned with Apple. His departure is going to become catastrophic if they're not careful.
Just as his
lead... They need to partner with other intellectual capital. They need to create a goal that makes them stretch while he's still around. Here's what I think Apple has done better than almost anybody on the planet today.
What's that?
They understand that the product of their product is really their strength.
Okay, explain that. The product of their product is really their strength. What is that?
I'm an Apple user.
Okay.
I was an early adopter of Apple, going all the way back to when it was a little box that only had 512K of memory.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I use the iPhone as a mini portable computer. I load apps. I load presentations. I load PowerPoint. I load videos. So if I'm on a plane or I'm in an elevator or I'm in a presentation, I can use my iPhone as a business tool because I always have it with me.
So,
it has a calculator.
Right.
It has note-taking ability. It has picture-taking ability. You literally have a Swiss Army knife business tool in your phone. And the apps keep adding more value to help carry that message of the product of your product.
Got it. All right. We're talking to James Feldman, everybody, author of the book Shift Happens, Reinvent Yourself Using Innovative Solutions. Jim, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Shift Happens?
It's time for them to take control of their own lives. You know, the subtitle of that book should have been How to Reinvent Yourself When Everyone Has Written You Off.
Mm.
Most everyone has gone through a very difficult past couple of years. If you still have your health, if you still have your house or your apartment, you're better off than a very large percentage of people in this world.
So true.
So you need to take control of your own future. And if you want to change your life, you need to ask better questions.
I think
so. In the morning when I get up, I remind myself, am I hunting elephants or am I hunting rabbits? It takes 6 months to hunt a big animal, like a buffalo or an elephant, depending on, you know, who you are. But you feed your family for a year. If you're chasing rabbits, the amount of energy it takes to catch the rabbit is equal to the value you get from the rabbit. So you're constantly going after another rabbit. I try to identify who my customer is. I put myself in their position and say, why would they buy from us? If you're looking for an employment job, you need to ask yourself, why would somebody hire me?
And these
you've got to remember that there's lots of qualified people that are out of work that are applying for the same job that you are qualified for. So why am I going to be different than somebody else?
Good questions to ask, and we're going to have to leave it there, Jim. We've been talking to the author, Jim Feldman, author of the book Shift Happens, Reinvent Yourself Using Innovative Solutions. Jim, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
ShiftHappens.com.
Shift Happens, S-H-I-F-T, Happens.com. Jim,
don't forget the F.
Happens.com. Good reminder. Jim, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been my pleasure.
Take care.